Johnny Dowd doing House of the Rising Sun, which you might say, oh, that was an Animals tune. That's actually an older tune. It's an old folk tune. And I might find, while that's playing, I might find the Andy Griffith version of that. The Andy Griffith version of that is a real screamer. So we're going to dig the Johnny Dowd version of House of the Rising Sun. WRCT Pittsburgh.
There is a house in New Orleans called the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a boy. God, I know I'm one. My mother was a tailor. She sold my new blue jeans. My father was a gambler down in New Orleans. The only thing a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk. The only time he's satisfied is when he's on a drunk. There is a house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a boy. God, I know I'm one. So mothers, tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your life in misery in the house of the Rising Sun. There is a house in New Orleans, they call it the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a boy. God, I know I'm one.
There is a house in New Orleans, they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many poor boy and me, oh Lord, for one. If I had listened to what my mama said, I wouldn't be in this fix today. But being so young and foolish, oh God, I let a rambler lead me astray. Tell my youngest brother not to do as I have done, but to shun that house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. Well, the longest train that I ever saw was on that seaboard line. The engine come down at 6 o'clock and the cab come down at 9. Lord, I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost run. Yes, I'm going back there to spend my life beneath the rising sun.
All right, there you go with that. I just got off the horn with Nelson there. Got some good requests coming up from that guy. So, and also I heard from Paul in the beer truck. So it's official. Every one of my listeners is alive and safe. I can go home now. This was just the check-in on all you guys. Everybody is safe. Everybody is alive. And who is not alive did not call me. So that worked out well. So Paul in the beer truck he actually bought tickets to see King Crimson. And then, well, you're not going to see Ian McDonald with King Crimson. That's for doggone sure. But one of my favorite King Crimson tunes off my favorite King Crimson record, In the Wake of Poseidon, the second album of theirs. Beautiful tune. Cadence and Cascade. Love this tune. Where's the song at? Where's the song at? What's going on here? Am I got something wrong here? Man, I have no idea what's going on. It's playing one channel. Oh man, what a jip. Hang on. What's with this? Jane! Stop this crazy thing! Oh man. There should be a. Where's the gizmo on this? Oh man. Well, the one channel of it is about all you're going to get. It builds here. There, here's more song.
Bird whispered, spend us two. We only serve for you. His name. Cadence and Cascade.
That is one of the most beautiful songs about a menage a trois you can possibly imagine. That was King Crimson from the second album, Cadence and Cascades. And that was actually a request from Paul in the beer truck. But Paul B. also got a kick out of that, too. So a double Paul shot on the King Crimson tune. Yeah, that song is just absolutely... And I don't know why it just got... Yeah, this is the first time back in 2 years, okay? I don't know why one channel of that only played. So luckily, most of my music is in glorious mono. So, and if you ever had glorious mono, I would highly congratulate you for having glorious mono. So, WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in your brain, Zombo-thon, look at that. It's coming up on the noon o'clock hour. I'll be doing the concert calendar. How's that? I'll be doing the concert calendar at 1 o'clock, telling you all of the things that you probably might start thinking about doing. We're going to slowly get, it's like the groundhog. Mostly people like the groundhog. You know, stick your head out of the ground, go up. How many people died today? Up, too many for me. I'm going back down. Or some people go up, whoop. How many people? That's not so bad. I think I'll take a stroll around the block. That kind of thing. So we're kind of in the groundhog stages. Or what they call it? Groundhogging? Is that when you're holding your bowels? Is that groundhogging? I forget. So we got some requests coming up. Yep. Nelson and Dickie Bird are in fine form today. I got some Alan Sherman coming up. And then I got some... But right now I'm kind of in like a little pretty music stage. One band I really like, the new band called Temples. They kind of captured some of the 70s prog rock sound, but doing it really nicely and kind of giving it a psychedelic edge, but making it sound new and fresh. And it's just a three-piece. These guys sound so good, and they're just a three-piece. I've seen clips of them live, and they sound this good. They're just inhuman. The band's called Temples, and this is not quite the same. And I ain't got to tell you which. If you don't know the show by now, get lost. We'll be right back. Yep, there you go. There's the Temples there with Not Quite the Same. That is new. It has a really nice psychedelic sound to it, but it is a newer band out of Britain, and they just tanned it up. Zombo right here, and you right there. Guilty pleasure alert here. KLF, Justified and Ancient.
Start.
right there. Yeah, at the KLF with Justified and Ancient. Can you believe that song is about 30 years old? It's like an oldie. It's like an oldie. Because like if you're playing like, you know, in the 1970s, you're playing stuff from like the 1940s, that'd be like unheard of. So it's just fascinating that culture actually stopped evolving right around 1988. Then anything from like 88 to today, it's kind of nebulous. You say, wow, how old is that? Well, that's brand new. How old is that next thing you played? Well, the last thing I played was like 65 years old. Speaking of stuff 65 years old, Ames Brothers, version of Ragmop, followed by Rat Fink by Alan Sherman. And that's a double play there for Nelson. And like I'm saying, this show is strictly freeballing. I love the idea that I'm not doing any theme today. I've kind of compiled about 200 of songs I just felt like playing. And plus with requests. So this is kind of neat. And the interesting thing is, look at this. I would only have 45 minutes left. I'm just like, I just feel like I'm just getting started now. Okay? And I have 45 minutes left. I'm kind of in my old routine. When I would come to the station, then I start setting up, then I have to take a horrific bowel movement, and then I do that, and then I do my show. Or is it the other way around? No, the show's the one that goes on the radio. That's the other one. Yeah, so it's interesting. So I come here, it's like the same thing. I'm a very regular person. So it's fascinating because it's just like, you know, the past two years, just jumping back on and... When I would used to do this show, when I would DJ Kelly's, I usually have a pretty bad hangover. So I didn't really have my sea legs and get rocking until about 11, 11:30. And then 1 o'clock, the show is over. But to think that, you know, I am so glad I decided to do the 7-hour marathon today because I have 40 minutes to 1 o'clock. And for me just to quit at 1 o'clock, that seems criminal in my world. It certainly does. Let's see. Do I got to do any more PSAs promos? I got to do the ones for noon o'clock. All right. Trap door. Come on and fall in. There's monsters underneath. Listen to punk, synth, hardcore with DJ Sideways on their show, Trap Door. Mondays at 6 p.m. only on WRCT. And the David Pakman Show. Started as a community radio show. I didn't know this. Called Midweek Politics in the Basement of WXOJ's studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics society, airing on Mondays through Fridays, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. And that's the David Pakman Show. And that is one show my wife listens to quite a bit. She does not listen to my show. She thinks it's frivolous and stupid. And she's so right. So let's see what we got going on here. All right. Hey, oh my God, this is like visiting. This is like going back on the high school reunion with friends you actually liked. Visiting these old PSAs, oh my goodness, that is so nice. All right, don't be afraid to take the tough classes in high school, okay? Because most of you people should go back and get your high school education. I am pretty sure a lot of you don't. If you're listening to this show, chances are you got a GED. Mm-hmm. Good enough, dude. If you need them to succeed in college, most colleges require 4 years of math, English, science. Do they even teach social studies anymore? And at least 2 years of the same foreign language. So push yourself. I got to ask yourself, why push yourself? Let's see. You may not need all these classes to finish high school, but working harder makes it easier to get into college. And that makes that a whole lot easier. And once you're out of college, then you go back to work again. And you slave and you slave. And then you get to 65 years old and you prop your feet up. And then you're ready to collect your Social Security. And then you just don't want to be that active anymore. Brought to you by that is life. For more information, know how to go. I know how to go. Brought to you by the American Education Lumen Society and the Ad Council. Yep, that's the thing, man. Working hard, that's a chump's game. Don't trick yourself. They try and say, oh, you know, unless it's something you really love to do. You know, if you really love doing something and you're beating your brains out doing it, more power to you. That's awesome. But if you're beating your brain out for somebody else to like get your sweat and labor, and then they're making a chump out of you. Well, you know, don't know what to tell you, man. You should have took those hard classes in high school. There we go. So it all comes back around. Hey, how about checking your credit report? This depressed my audience majorly. So I'm talking about education and credit reports. Oh, man. I should be talking about like Pokemon cards. So check out for your free credit under the law. You're entitled to a free copy of your credit report every 12 months. Yeah, that'll put you in a horrible mood. Go to annualcreditreport.com or call 877-322-8228. But you probably don't have a phone because it probably got shut off because your credit's so bad. Then you got to get one of those burner phones because you just can't afford to get like, you know, on a monthly plan, right? Your credit report is an important document. It says whether you get that job, that loan, and how much you'll pay. And in some cases, if you even can survive. If you even can survive. You need that credit report. Get your credit report. Come on. A Federal Trade Commission wants you to do that. A National Consumer Protection Agency. So there, get your free credit check. That'll give you a couple chuckles right there. All right? I think mine's about an 18. I think it used to be worse, but I got it up to 18 now. All right, you want some more music? You rotten, no good finks. Well, speaking of that, let's do Ragmop and Rat Fink. Yes.
M, I say M-O, M-O-P, M-O-P-P, mop, M-O-P-P, mop, 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 bar. I say R-A.
say A, B, A, B, C, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, E, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I,
F,
I say F, I,
I say F, I,
F, I, N,
F, I, N,
F, I, N, K,
F, I, N, K,
think,
think,
F, I, N, K,
think, 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 think,
R,
R,
I say R, A,
I say R, A,
R, A, T,
R, A, T,
R, A, T, T,
R, A, T,
rat,
rat,
R, A, T, T, F, I,
there you have it, the history, a history of Rat Fink, Rat Rag Mop, Rat Rag, all in your brain. I had to add that last one, a request from Nelson. He wanted the original version by the Ames Brothers, followed up by the Alan Sherman parody. And he knows me and Alan Sherman, man. Actually, we have an Alan Sherman lookalike in Pittsburgh. So if you ever know who I'm talking about, there is an Alan Sherman lookalike. In Pittsburgh, he always gets mistaken for Alan Sherman. Yeah. And his version of Rat Fink. And then the Misfits doing Rat Fink. Another check-in. So Jer and Shell just checked in. They're doing good. So this is an all-star day here. Just to think I'd only have a half hour more to go if I didn't come up with this crazy brainstorm to do a seven-hour radio show. And I'm going to be here till 5 o'clock today. I feel good about this. I feel good about this. I got, like I'm saying, a couple hundred tunes, then a bunch of requests. Who knows? But next week is going to be all pre-recorded. I may do another Zombathon because this whole section of the schedule is open from here to like 7 o'clock. So speaking of Jared, he wanted to hear. Now, this wasn't, I don't think this was ever on a real Mothers of Invention album. It was on a sampler called The Big Ball. And it was known as a lost leader. Now, you're going to love this story. Lost leaders were things Warner Brothers put out, where they put out, like, you know, Alice Cooper doing Elected. It really wasn't on any of his other stuff, but they went, it was like a $2 or $3 double record you could buy. It would have songs that weren't normally on other albums and, you know, like regular versions of songs. They're like B-sides and other things, but it got you interested in these artists. It was a lost leader, and then you'd want to buy it. Say you'd hear this Frank Zappa tune. You go, oh, I'm going to buy the Mothers of Invention, even though it sounds nothing like this tune. You know who the guy who put all those lost leader packages together? Dr. Demento. That was his original job. Working for Warner Brothers, putting together these compilations, so-called Lost Leaders, because it was like a sampler of Warner Brothers artists to get you to, you know, maybe spend some money. They lose money on these records. It was a $3 record, and it was a double record, so they lose money on it. But hopefully they would get people to buy more records of other new artists that they would probably never even hear of. And that is when the music industry had way too much money. Mm. Now they got way too much money, but the artists don't see any of it. WPLJ, Wine, Port, Lemon Juice, a bit of a Pittsburgh classic, but it's done by the mothers.
I said WPLJ.
I had to wait for that last little bit with Susie Cream Cheese saying they'll get to you after a while. That's very, very seldom I'll actually go to the very end of the record, but there's a nice little surprise there. White Port Lemon Juice by the Mothers of Invention. Wow, when they were doing a bit of a... And it's kind of ridiculous how that band even got signed, because the guy that actually signed them to a record company walked in, and I'm going to play a newer version of Trouble Every Day. They were playing Trouble Every Day, which was on their first album. And the guy thought, just goes in, the Whiskey a Go-Go, they're playing that song, Zaw, yeah. Another one of these, like, you know, blues bands. Another one of these white blues bands. Yeah, right, rock blues. The kids love that stuff. And walks out. Then signs them on that one song and then finds out their catalog is completely different. And they, you know, and the rest is history. So, speaking of history, looks like the Ventures are history. The last Venture passed on. Was that Don Wilson? Don Wilson, yeah. And this goes, Jerry wanted to hear a Ventures tune. And I'm going to play a Ventures tune. I think it's really nice, but they get no, you don't ever hear it. It's a really neat Ventures tune called Ginchy. And we're going to play that right now.
Thank you.
I told you that was a cool tune. Ginchy by the late Great Ventures. And now let's shift gears a little bit in the newer surf band. Somehow the bands out of Canada really know how to play surf music properly. One of the latest bands out there is Mark Malibu and the Wasegas. Check this out. Hey, Chihuahua. See, I told you there's some new good surf music out there from Canada. And that was Mark Malibu and the Wasegas with Hey Chihuahua. So a nice little surf thing in here brings me to something that I did during this whole pandemic thing. I put together a surf album. I brought over friends one at a time to do, a surf album. It really turned out to be pretty neat, called Platypus. And I brought members of the Turbosonics in, members of the Polkamaniacs in, other friends of mine, and we put together this really cool record. Here is the leadoff tune called Action Adventure by Platypus. This is something that I did during the pandemic. See? It's not all a waste of time. We'll be right back. there you go. That wasn't bad, was it? I did that with some friends over the whole pandemic. That was Platypus. It came out on CD. It's actually on Amazon Music and stuff, too, so you can actually hear it for nothing if you'd like. So that's called Action Adventure was the name of that tune. I'd like to thank all my friends coming out and helping me put a record together. Also, a Polka Maniacs record came out, too, so that's kind of nice. And we're going to keep with the surf thing before we jump into something else. God, a perfect capper to this. Nelson asked for it. You're going to get it. The original version of Squad Car by Eddie and the Showmen. This just destroys it.
Squad Car, only on two.
See? You know, a lot of people covered that tune. Eddie and the Showmen, the original version. It just doesn't get any better than that. Squad Car. And you're listening to this here radio show with this here guy. So another thing that I have been kind of doing over the whole pandemic thing. And by the way, this is live radio, mind you. You're not used to that, are you? I'm not used to it. So another thing I've been doing is watching a lot of musical cartoons. Another rabbit hole thing. And there was I remember these cartoons from the late 1960s. They're probably originally from the 1950s. But anyhow, this is a really neat little cartoon song. They were called Mellow Tunes. And this is the one about Lancelot the Knight. And if you listen to like a lot of the music, it's kind of interesting how they put this all together. It's pretty neat. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to play a cartoon music for you.
Who's the bravest of the brave? Who's the strongest of the strong? Who's the friend of serf and slave? Who will fight to right a wrong? Who is sworn to serve his king? Who can make a broadsword sing?
Lancelot, Sir Lancelot, King Arthur's bravest knight.
A dragon came to Camelot, fell upon the town, devoured all the cattle, burned the houses down. The call went out for Lancelot, who mounted his great steed. A pointed lance, a singing sword, and Camelot was freed. Who's the bravest of the brave? Who's the strongest of the strong? Who's the friend of serf and slave? Who will fight to right a wrong? Who is sworn to serve his king? Who can make a broadsword sing?
Lancelot, Sir Lancelot, King Arthur's bravest knight.
The robbers watched the highway, robbing all who passed. King Arthur then decided they had robbed their last. He called upon Sir Lancelot, who donned his silver mail. He trapped the robbers one by one and brought
them all to jail. Who's the bravest of the brave? Who's the strongest of the strong? Who's the friend of serf and slave? Who will fight to right a wrong? Who is sworn to serve his king? Who can make a broadsword sing?
Lancelot, Sir Lancelot, King Arthur's bravest knight.
Fair Guinevere was captured by a knight dressed all in black. The round table was called to meet and plan a bold attack. Sir Lancelot stepped forward, announced to one and all, "I'll save the fair maid Guinevere, this is my duty's call." He mounted up his charger and rode across the plains, a song upon his lips, hero's blood ran through his veins. One morning as the sun came up, he found the Black Knight's lair, and Lancelot, brave Lancelot, rescued his lady fair. Who's the bravest of the brave? Who's the strongest of the strong? Who's the friend of serf and slave? Who will fight to right a wrong? Who is sworn to serve his king? Who can make a broadsword sing? Lancelot, Sir Lancelot, King Arthur's bravest knight.
And that bit of cartoon music leads me to this nightmare.
Mr. Yuck is me. Mr. Yuck is green. Home is full of lots of things that children shouldn't touch. Home is full of bad things that can hurt you very much. Now there's a man whose face is green that you ought to get to know. He'll warn you when danger's coming fast or slow. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. When you see him, stop and think. Do not smell, do not drink, do not touch, do not eat, or you will be sick. Get to know his face in every single place. When you see it, you'll know quick. Things marked yuck make you sick. Sick, sick, sick. Sick, sick, sick. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. In a closet, on a shelf, or underneath the sink. Do not touch a single thing before you stop and think. If you see a round green face scowling back at you, do not eat or drink or smell, 'cause Mr. Yuck is warning you. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. When you see him, stop and think. Do not smell, do not drink, do not touch, do not eat, or you will be sick. Get to know his face in every single place. When you see it, you'll know quick. Things marked yuck make you sick. Sick, sick, sick. Sick, sick, sick. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green.
They just don't write them like that anymore. Mr. Yuck from the public service announcement. Yeah, and I believe Mr. Yuck was invented in Pittsburgh. So how do you like that? All right, so you listen to Zombo right here in your brain. Coming up on the concert calendar, let's do one more quick tune. This song has been stuck in my head for a while. I love this tune. Benny Bell. The Kosher Twist.
Becky, dear, please come here, do the twist with me. Bend your knees, swing with ease, nice and gracefully. You're a lively maidalee, and you spin like a dreidelie. Come on, Becky, do the twist with me. Attaboy, now you've got the knack. Move your hands like you schlep a towel when you wipe your back. Hey, Bafisto, baby, you're just as good as Sadie. Come on, Becky, do the twist with me. How divine, now you got a tat. Up and down, round and round, like a real head cat. Don't jump or hurdle, or you may lose your girdle. Come on, Becky, do the twist with me.
There you go. That's Benny Bell with the Kosher Twist. And Benny Bell is the same guy that did the song Shaving Cream, a classic novelty tune. And I just love the Kosher Twist. That is so nicely done. And look at that. If it was if this was a regular show, which is never a regular show, I'd be out of here. It is 1 o'clock, but instead I'm doing a Zombathon. I'm going to be here for another 4 hours. I'll be here till 5 o'clock, and it is time for the radio calendar. So, sadly, the Banjo Club ain't happening yet. I don't see the Banjo Club on here at all yet, do you? Sooner or later, there's going to be some Banjo Club. There's going to be. Oh, there's the Banjo Club. Is it happening? I don't know, but it's on the list. It's an ongoing community event. Like I'm saying, I'm going to mention it. You may have to call them to see if it is happening yet. It will happen. It will happen. And then we're right at the tail end of this nonsense, okay? We're right under the end of the nail. This summer is going to be a good summer. But I'm going to tell you the community calendar. I'm going to start with the Banjo Club, hopefully. Okay, here's the phone number you want to call. 412-321-1834. Or just check online just to make sure it is happening. But it's at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, 338 400 Cedar Avenue. And it's every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Stop by the Banjo Club. Regular rehearsals every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and enjoy their wonderful music, food, refreshments, and that stuff's available. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos. How about that? They use them banjos. Trumpets, tubas, brass, and bass. Basically, they need a trombone. They need a trombone in that thing to perform classical, to perform popular music. From the 1920s and 30s, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses there, and let's see, and it's in the north side. If you need reservations and to find out what's going on, they need to be done by reservations by Tuesday at 5 p.m. For the Wednesday event. So the number is 412-321-1834 to find out if that's happening. Boy, do I miss me some banjo. I used to make fun of the Banjo Club. When I first started doing the show, I had to read the Banjo Club. Banjo Club is hilarious. You know, oh, we got the Banjo Club. Until I went, my friend Bonnie says, you need to go to this Banjo Club. You need to stop with your shenanigans and go to see the Banjo Club. And I became, I actually play banjo now. Hell, you like them apples. You don't like them apples, but you have to eat apples every now and then. So you actually play banjo in the Polka Maniacs. I play banjo and the trombone. So let's see what else is going on. This is the calendar telling you stuff. And like I'm saying, I'm going to give you phone numbers you can check online. This is kind of like, you know, it's a balancing act. You know, we might be there. We might be there, and then, you know, we're almost there. The Harris Theater. And where's that at? 809 Liberty Avenue. And now through February 10th. Oops. That was yesterday. Never mind. Here's a good one. City Theater. This goes now through February 22nd. And where is that City Theater at? 1300 Bing Hingham Street in the South Side. Okay, first scene the City Theater started in 1996, and it's based on the writings of Marshall McLuhan, The Medium. That's the play. Remember, The Medium is the massage. It's a play that explores the effects of media technology and perceptions on our psyches and our personal lives. That's on stage till the 13th. Yeah, for more information, 412-431-2489 or go to citytheater.org. What's at the Warhol, you may ask? Well, let's take a look and see what is at the Warhol, you may ask. And let's see here. It is Marsol and Warhol. Marisol and Warhol take New York. And it charts the emergence of Paris and the Pittsburgh-born pop artist in the 1960s, exploring on. Oh, excuse me, I dozed off. Needless to say, it's there's stuff going on at the Warhol. All right, it is an exhibition that explores the artist's parallel rise to success, the formation of artistic personas, their gallery relationships, and their early artistic practices from 1960 to 68. That goes on until Valentine's Day, which falls on the 4th.